Hello, this is Achim Graul at Radio Luxembourg in Europe.
How do you do?
It's you. I recognize your voice.
This is Johnny Cash, yes.
Johnny Cash over Radio Luxembourg live. Our listeners are listening also to your voice, and we would like to start this little speech with me singing Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, dear Johnny. Happy Birthday to you.
Well, that's very nice of you. I think my birthday is just about over in Luxembourg, isn't it?
You are so right. We already have 0:30 here.
Well, I hope everybody had a good time celebrating it, and I wish all of your listeners a happy night.
Yes, Johnny, and we wish you a happy night because we know that you are performing tonight at the Civic Center in Portland, in Maine.
That's right, I am.
Yeah.
It's cold and raining here. We drove about 400 kilometers today.
Yes.
And we have a nice crowd waiting for us at the auditorium. I'm looking forward to doing a concert on this, my 49th birthday. I think I feel better about it now than I have for a long time.
Really? And you are in the middle of a long tour throughout the United States, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We have three more days on this tour. Then we have a lot of recording to do this month. We'll be in Europe, though, in the month of April.
I know, and we're so proud to have you here, not only for the Mervyn Kahn Festival, but also we told our listeners that you will have three or four dates on the remaining days that you would have been off, and you are performing in Cologne, I think, and in two more cities. And we're also very happy to see you then, and many of our listeners will have maybe the chance to shake hands with you again and see your beautiful new show. You have one of your daughters in your show again this time?
Yes, my daughter Cindy will be on the show.
Good.
Cindy, nor has Cindy seen Europe. She's beautiful, 22 years old. Of course, she's beautiful like all my daughters are.
Yes.
But if you don't mind me bragging a little bit.
No. We are a commercial station, Johnny, and please have your personal commercial going.
No, I, of course, am proud of my daughters, and she will be with us, and John Carter will be with us, and of course, my wife will be with me. June is going to be doing a kind of a new set of acoustic Carter Family songs on this concert tour.
Yes, so we will have another new musical impression again. Last time I've seen you was in Saarbrücken about a year ago.
Right.
And I sat all night and talked to Joe Allen.
Yes, right.
At the Novotel, that's where you stayed that night.
Right.
And Ernie Ball came along. But, of course, you went up into your room because you had your son with you.
And
right. How is he? How old and how is he?
He's just fine. He'll be 11 years old next week.
Doesn't time fly by?
I just talked to him on the telephone, and I just talked to Joe Allen on the telephone. Joe has been ill and has taken a few days off, but he's doing much better now.
Yeah. Well, Johnny, since we sort of disturbed you just before the concert, and you will be going over to the Civic Center, I know that you speak some German because you have been here long ago, and all our listeners on Radio Luxembourg are hearing your voice now, live and direct from America. Would you say a nice phrase in German? I know you can do it.
Danke schön, viele. It's good. Too much German now, you know. You gotta bear with me.
I know, but that Dankeschön was very convincing.
Dankeschön is good for especially on the telephone. Deutschland in April.
Yeah, er kommt. You're coming to Germany in April.
Jawohl, yeah. Jawohl. Ich komme mit meiner Frau und mein Sohn und Tochter.
Yeah.
And machen Musik.
Yeah, viele Städte, yeah.
Yes.
Very, very good, Johnny. And I hope that all our listeners are so happy as I am at this moment, this particular moment, to have you over Radio Luxembourg.
Well, it's my pleasure. I want to say hi to all them and also to the American servicemen that might be listening.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a long time now, but I used to listen to Radio Luxembourg when I was in the Air Force in Germany.
Yeah, and that's long ago, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Now, let's don't make it sound that long ago.
Okay, so we'll definitely see each other then in April when you're coming.
Right.
And for the remainder of the day, I wish you a marvelous concert and a great audience that will say happy birthday to you too, because I would never have thought that you even work on your 49th on your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the best way I can celebrate my birthday is working, because it's the thing I love most is performing.
Okay. Well, thank you once again, and then all the very best to you and to June, your wife, and the little John, and your daughter, and everybody who is in your band.
Thank you.
And also say hi to Bob Wooden, your guitar player. He was very, very friendly in helping me that this telephone connection could have been taken place.
Right, I'll do that, and I'll see you in April.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him, cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that name.
Applaus für Johnny Cash, und ich fand's ganz toll, dass dieses Gespräch mit Amerikaner und doch nach so langem Warten zustande kam. Und jetzt kann der Achim sehr beruhigt Feierabend machen, und ich hoffe, den Hörern von Radio Luxemburg hat ein bisschen Spaß gebracht, und ich hoffe, sie haben ein bisschen etwas verstehen können von dem, was dort auf Englisch geredet worden ist.